As we go to the best 5 minutes of the day with our friend Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday morning, kind of a dense fog advisory in effect till 8 this morning. It's kind of like you'll hit some heavy fog, then you'll get a bit of a break, and there it is again. So,
yeah, I'm looking out my window, and I don't really see any, so I'm guessing the patchy is what applies there.
Yeah, it does. So, all right, well, not a whole lot going on in the news, I guess.
No, it's been a pretty quiet weekend, I think, so.
Man.
Yeah, I think many of us were watching, and I think the Biden stepping down wasn't surprising necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think it's in some regards, it's like this seems a little bit unprecedented, though. So,
Doing a little bit of history check, I guess LBJ. You know, people have talked about 68 and some of the similarities, right? And So, LBJ, I guess, made this similar type decision. That he wasn't going to run in March of that year. So July, this is the latest that this has come
out. It's late, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so people voicing their strong opinions on both sides, and then if you're not doing that, you get caught in the fire, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people saying they were just taking time off from social media, and I thought, that's a really good idea. I should try that sometime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
good luck.
I didn't, but yeah.
Yeah, let's see. We went off to Minnesota yesterday, so on behalf of Teamwork Africa, it was like, not just, you know, sometimes you say you're going to go to the cities, but then it's like the other, this is twice now, we did it in May, and then now we're the other side of the cities, and this is a church, they support Teamwork Africa and some of our Starfish kids who need support, $25 a month, $300 for a year, we got 182 of them, and we need some, and so that was good, a couple of women picked up the, and said, hey, I'll get behind these. But I did pray to the Lord. I'm like, is there any churches closer, north, south, east, or west, we could maybe go that isn't the other side of the cities, which is a four-hour round trip?
Ooh, that's a long drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully you put it out there and people hear and say, hey, you know what? We've got a church just down the block.
Yeah, and again, we've got a number of churches that we have built up relationships with over the 13 years of this, but...
Absolutely.
I think I said to there's a teacher at Olivet Nazarene who told us prospective, you know, theology students, if you can get to heaven without being a pastor, do it. And I might suggest if you can get to heaven without starting a nonprofit, do it. So,
wise advice.
Yeah.
Both. Yes.
Anyhow. All right. It is a Monday morning, and one of these days, it's been on my mind to go back and kind of do a search of all that we've covered in the New Testament because it's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
We are up to Acts 5 today, and it's supposed to be verses 1 through 4. So if you read that, I don't think I can read everything you have to say.
No, there's a lot for what I wrote, so I'll get through it. I'll see where we go. It says, while Peter and John were speaking to the people, they were confronted by the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. They arrested them, and since it was already evening, put them in jail until morning. But many of the people who heard their message believed it. So the number of believers now totaled about 5,000 men, not counting women and children.
So now this is where we start to get into Ananias and Sapphira, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's what in your devotional, we'll start off at least the first paragraph. I don't know.
Sure.
Letters to Beloved, your devotional commentary. Beloved, chapter 5 of Acts begins with Ananias and Sapphira.
Oh, I was in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that.
Do you want me to read
What did you read?
I read 4. Hey, I was like, where is Ananias and Sapphira?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It says, but there was a certain man named Ananias who, with his wife Sapphira, sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Then Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not sell as you wished. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God.
All right, so...
I think that's the right one now.
I'm glad I mentioned something like that. Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, you've got a lot to say about that.
I do.
I think we'll save until tomorrow. But any thoughts on that?
Good.
Any thoughts on
that? You know, this is such a fascinating story to me, particularly on the heels of the end of Acts 4, where it talks about Joseph, nicknamed Barnabas, who kind of comes and just lays money out. And we'll get into that when we take a look at what I said. So,
are you ready to go back to work?
No. No, I'm sure not. No. Okay. You know, I've worked 4 days over the last 5 weeks, which is... definitely the longest I've had off, and I'm sure it will be fine, but I'm not eager to get back into the swing yet.
So. You have ruthlessly eliminated hurry.
I have definitely done that, yes, for sure.
Dallas Willard is smiling. Thank you. All right, there we go, our friend Jason Kanz. All right, birthdays on a 66-degree Monday with a dense fog advisory for another 100 minutes until 8 o'clock this morning. And there's no question, first and foremost, birthday Bob Lindner, there he is. It is our oldest son's birthday, Dawson turning 23 today. And Bob messaging in on the listener line at 396-1670 says, happy birthday, Dawson. Happy 23rd birthday. Celebrating you all day and praying many blessings over you as you continue to fill the airways with hope and encouragement, all for the glory of God on the drive and the many other areas you fill in. So grateful for you. Blessings. Well, I couldn't say it better. We did go out as a family to help celebrate his birthday last night because we could get a number of us together and some of his friends as well. And he chose a sushi restaurant, which would not be my deal. We have a lot of similarities, Dawson and I. And well, actually, Caleb's away Wednesday and Thursday, so Dawson and I are slated to co-host the morning show. We'll be together from 7 to 9 on Wednesday and Thursday. We got some great things planned for you, including Ryan Stevenson in-house with us 8 to 9 on Thursday. How about that? And then Laura Story talks with us 7:15 on Friday. Caleb back in the chair across from me, so it's going to be great. But, yeah, Dawson's... talented, creative, fun, and great to have him on staff and great to team up with him. We don't see each other that often here at the station, but mornings like Wednesday and Thursday, we'll get a chance to do some Dad and Doss WIB wake-up shows. So looking forward to that. All right, the WIB wake-up show on WWIB. And we haven't talked to him for a few weeks now since early July. In fact, I believe it was July 1st, Drew Fralick. Welcome back.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, wonderful to hear from Wisconsin again. My brother, he came and visited your town, Eau Claire.
Oh, really?
Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls, yeah.
Okay.
What did he say? He was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He said it's a lovely town. He said, wow, this is way better than Michigan.
Now that you say that, I think I remember you saying he had been in Wisconsin, but I didn't actually remember you said that he'd been in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area.
Yeah, he rode a boat to Wisconsin, which I didn't even know you could do that.
Huh.
He like literally drove to the west side of Michigan, got on a boat with his car, and went across the lake. I didn't know that was a thing, but
yeah, you can do that. I mean, it's like Manitowoc is the place I think that does the ferries and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very cool. So,
huh.
But yes, I'm back. It's good to hear from you again. Hope all is well.
So I wanted to the passing of a great stand-up comic and a guy who'd been in a number of sitcoms too. That stand out, but I guess as many as four. Bob Newhart at the age of 94. Yeah. What about his comic style struck you?
Yeah, so we're going to show our age difference a little bit here, Mark. My memory of Bob Newhart is actually from the movie Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that movie?
I do not.
Like a cart. This is a great conversation. No, I know he had some sitcoms in the 80s and 90s, but, you know, but he was very funny. You know, I looked up some of his clips on YouTube, and it looked very funny. I'm sorry that I have failed you here.
No, that's okay. No, I mean, it's just...
But I remember him very clearly because he was the voice of one of the characters on Rescuers Down Under, and that was literally my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Okay.
I loved that movie.
Huh.
I watched it like 100 times.
Well, and I think he went on to have appearances like in Big Bang Theory, and then he was Professor Proton. He was in... He was in Elf. And that
Elf?
In more recent times, that's really how the younger generation knows him. But
yeah, I know. It's so wild. But a great, great guy. Very funny. And
Very
it
kind.
It seems like a lot of like very legendary comics have passed away in the last... like year. I don't know.
But I wanted to turn it this way because the end of the, you know, he had two sitcoms that had a really long stretch, and then he had a real famous end to the second one where he like wakes up from a dream talking to his TV wife from the previous sitcom, Suzanne Pleshette, and said, I had this dream that I was running this place in Vermont, which was actually the basis for the whole. So it was like one of the great endings to a sitcom, which is hard to do. But if you had a sitcom like yours, you have kind of this unique life. I mean, going to China, you meet your wife who's from America, you come back, you've got a son adopted from China and a daughter, and you're a stand-up comic pastor. I mean, could that work as a sitcom?
I don't know who would watch it. Would want to watch it, but I, you know, it'd be fun to try. I don't know. Would it be a comedy or a drama?
Yeah. No. A stand-up comedy. I mean, the whole idea of like the pastor, but I mean, the goofy situations. I mean, running a marathon with a business suit, that was crazy. I mean, you do crazy things.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You remember everything.
Getting shot at when you're taking water across the city. I mean, maybe it would be more of a drama. I don't know.
So. Maybe like a crime drama in the gritty streets of Piedmont, Detroit.
The joke gym could provide some good material. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Good to have you back. And tell your brother to bring you next time. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, WWIB, our weekend recap. And a busy and productive Saturday is what I'm recalling at this point. And then also, I don't know, Caleb, I don't ever remember, like, as we're both big sports fans, I don't ever remember going, must-watch TV was the WNBA
yes.
All-Star Game.
Yes, it
but
was great.
This time around against the women's Olympic team, I at least caught the beginning. My wife... You got TV privileges, but really, you know, the WNBA has it going on, don't they, these days?
We watched the whole thing and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was excellent. Arika Ngumba Iwale from Milwaukee area. Again, yeah, she was fantastic. Sorry, not to steal what you were doing.
But we shared that. Then Sunday, busy. My wife and I headed westward for the second time since mid-May for Teamwork Africa, another church, this one in Delano, Minnesota. A small church, but again, you know, it says in Leviticus 5 will chase 100 and 100 will chase 10,000. And so getting it done, supporting some of the kids that need sponsors for our Starfish program. And Peggy shared the message from Mark 6 on the compassion of the Lord. And so that was good. Lunch with friends. The president of our board is over in that area. So met with her and her husband, and after the rain, it was downpouring when we started, but thankfully that kind of shook that off a little bit on the journey, and much of our family, with some of Dawson's friends, going out to celebrate his 23rd birthday for dinner last night, which is today, so the host of The Drive turning 23 today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dawson. Make sure you drop a Facebook post. We have it on our at WWIB Radio Facebook page, so make sure you wish Dawson a very happy birthday today. So, as I mentioned, yeah, I enjoyed the WNBA All-Star Game, watching that. It was just a very entertaining game, and we're big Caitlin Clark fans, and Ngumba Iwale as well, the Wisconsin connection, so enjoyed that. I also really... I've mentioned before, I love good deals. I love getting good deals. And I found some really good deals at Costco on Saturday. Like water balloons that we need for the station for One Fest and things like that. I've been looking for a camping stove and found one really, really marked down. So anyway, it just
nice.
Really, really enjoyed getting some good deals at Costco. Had some family members under the weather yesterday, so we weren't able to make it up to church, but enjoyed the live stream. Glad that that's available for days when we are not feeling well. And yeah, just kind of a restful day. And people will probably make fun of me for this. I had not gotten the grill out of storage. Yesterday was, the 21st?
Yeah.
That was the first time I got the grill out of storage for the summer.
Yeah.
But we grilled hamburgers. Lindsay made the patties and seasoned them, and so I just, yeah, I can't say, I can't take a lot of credit other than I made sure they didn't burn on the grill, but they were delicious.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, enjoyed some great grilled food out on the deck.
So. I don't know what it is. I think I've only grilled a couple of times myself this summer, so.
Now I've got the itch. I need to do it more because that was fantastic.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and today I'm returning to the roots of this. You know, I think initially we kind of intended it to be dad jokes, and I confess, more often than not, I've kind of ventured away from that. So I return to the simple, the basic, the dad joke.
All right.
Caleb, why are basketball players afraid of going on summer vacation?
I'm not sure.
They don't want to get called for traveling.
See, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good. You're a dad.
Here's one. I think my goldfish has seizures, a man tells the veterinarian. He seems fine now, says the vet. Yeah, now, sure he is, says the man, but wait till I take him out of the bowl.
Well, I'm going to stick with water then.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to stick with it. What do you call a cantaloupe in a swimming pool?
I'm not sure.
That would be a watermelon.
There you go. Any Star Wars fans out there, why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
Why?
Because it was chewy.
Ah. Okay. And my last one, you said you did something that ties in with this over the weekend. What do sheep do on a summer weekend?
I'm not sure.
They have a barbecue.
Okay. Let's see. Finally, just a little fun fact. Alligators can grow up to 15 feet, but most have only 4.
There you go. They were dad jokes through and through this morning.
They were indeed.
The Olympics actually opening ceremonies on Friday in Paris, but I guess some competition beginning even on Wednesday, Caleb.
Yeah, I saw that on the little TV thing that says, hey, this is coming up at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, etc., basketball, soccer, and I'm really pumped. I'm looking forward to it.
What's with the U.S. men's team beating South Sudan by a point at the end thanks to
that
LeBron?
That was really close. I did see the tail end of that. It was like, I know it's just a friendly or exhibition or whatever, but it's... Goodness, everybody else is catching up to us. No longer the 1992 Dream Team, right?
Steve Kerr, the coach, blamed himself for not getting him up for it. All right. Well, here are the Olympic sports that Americans actually watch. Swimming consistently emerges as the most watched summer Olympic sport among Americans, with 43% of Olympic enthusiasts citing it as one of their favorite events to watch.
I wish right now we could go to our swimming field correspondent, Elijah Freeman, who used to work for us here at the station, because he is the biggest Olympic swimming fan I know. He just loves it.
Really, I didn't know that.
It's like no other time during the year, but or years. But
yeah.
Gymnastics follows swimming very closely, particularly popular among female viewers, while track and field rounds out the top three, captivating audiences with its simplicity and excitement.
Yeah, boy, you see those gymnasts, and Simone Biles is back again, and incredible grace and beauty there, and talent, right, and muscle. Basketball, which we've been talking about, featuring NBA stars, but don't forget about the women's team, as they got beat by the WNBA All-Stars on Saturday night. They also garner significant attention from American viewers.
Again, these are the Olympic sports Americans are most likely to watch. Preferences reflect a combination of factors, including historic American success in some of these sports, the sport's inherent drama, athleticism, and effective marketing and scheduling during Olympic broadcast. I mean, when they put it on the air also, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So there we go. It'll be interesting. It's likely that the newer sports like breaking will be well-watched as well.
So is breaking breakdancing? Because that's an Olympic sport now, isn't it? And I did not realize that until a little bit ago.
I believe it is, yeah.
So, yeah, very, very curious to see how it all turns out. And of
isn't
course,
flag football an Olympic sport now?
Well, it will be in the 2028 game.
Gotcha, so in L.A.
We actually watched a little bit of, like, the NFL flag championship, you know, the 15U, 16U, et cetera. So there's some high school kids getting national TV attention for a sport that will be an Olympic sport coming up in 4 years. So, yeah, pretty cool. And, of course, Kenny Bednarik.
Yes.
Like native, you know I'm going to be watching, hoping that he can bring home medals in the 100 and the 200. That would be great.
Go, Kenny, go.
Looking forward to that. Micah Tyler, People Like Us, because it's people like us that love seeing the Olympians. Well, your weight loss success story starts with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. I've been working with them since late September of last year, lost around 55 pounds and have now not only reached my goal and gone beyond it, but over 6 months have kept that weight off and feeling a lot better this summer, Avo.
Caleb, I got to say, I was out doing some grocery shopping on Saturday, and I see a WIB listener, a male WIB listener, and somewhere in the conversation, I see him and his son, and he's like, I saw Caleb at one of those Summer Smiles events. He's looking really good. And, you know, I kind of thought, yeah, I'm like, yeah, he is. And then he kind of continued to ponder it, and he said it again. He said, he's looking really good. And, you know, and now I'm kind of like, a little bit, I'm like, well, how about me? And then there was a third, like, he's looking really good. So, again, eye-catching and getting people to think, wow, maybe I need to check out this Livia thing.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the comment and compliment by proxy there.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And again, it's a better feeling to be able to fit into those summer clothes that were stuffed away in the back of the closet or the drawer and just... you know, I'm feeling more comfortable in my own skin this year after losing that much weight, and especially going into One Fest week coming up where I know I'll be outside moving for hours and hours and hours on end. Just got more energy and hopefully just better health with losing that much weight that I didn't need to be carrying around. Your success story can start with Livia as well. If you join Livia today, they do still have their best deal of the summer, 50% off your personalized weight loss and nutrition program. 50% off. And again, it'll be personalized for you and your needs and your goals. It's expert guided. It's doctor recommended. Friendly, personal, it's trustworthy, one-on-one support and encouragement. I'd highly encourage you to check it out, Livea, Livia.com, or call 855-GO-LIVIA, Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Just mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB to get 50% off your personalized weight loss program for a limited time. Also, $75 instant savings on their GLP-1 medications if you go the Livia medical route.
The listeners are going, so the Olympics start Friday and you guys are going to talk about them every day until then? Maybe.
Yep. I don't know.
Maybe, but you know, it's another good segment because here's the headline, Caleb. Winning the gold won't necessarily make you rich.
Interesting. Contrary to popular belief, most Olympic athletes struggle financially, with many earning less than $25,000 in the year they compete.
Yeah, while a select few high-profile athletes like Simone Biles or Shaun White can earn millions through sponsorships and endorsements, the majority of Olympians rely on part-time jobs, grants, and family support to fund their training and living expenses.
The International Olympic Committee does not directly pay athletes for participating or winning medals, though some countries offer medal bonuses to their athletes.
With the United States providing $37,500 for gold,
$22,500 for a silver medal,
and $15,000 for bronze.
Despite the glamour and prestige associated with the Olympics, the financial reality for most athletes is far from lucrative.
Highlighting the significant personal and financial sacrifices many make to pursue their Olympic dream.
Man, I just think about like all the eyeballs that are going to be watching these and how much NBC probably paid for the streaming rights and the live TV rights and all that. It's like, couldn't you shave some of that off for the actual athletes that are providing not only the entertainment, but also, you know, the glory for the countries involved. And
you never know. So, you know, it's certainly, it's happened on the college level, right?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, because so many times in professional sports, we look at it and are like, oh, man, you know, they get paid that much to play a game.
Sure.
But on the Olympics, it's like, no, they're actually, in a lot of cases, sacrificing significantly to be able to do this. So
it looks like that term starving artists could be broadened out somewhat.
Starving athlete, yeah. I guess, for the love of the sport. And I think they do take pretty good care of them at the Olympic Village.
Yeah.